Memorials are not only monuments solely linked to our past, honoring the sacrifices or achievements of our fellow citizens. They can offer us a powerful experience that captures public ethos and confronts the sometimes unhappy truths of collective memory in a form that will last for generations. Doug Bothner, partner at the Baltimore architecture firm Zigger Sneed, was the project architect for Baltimore's 9/11 memorial. Today, he tells us more about his work on that memorial.
January 13, 2011, was a chilly day to be outdoors. But just after noon, a group of us gathered in Dundalk to view the state of Maryland's recently acquired artifact from the 9/11 terror attacks, a 22-foot column of twisted steel from the North Tower of New York's World Trade Center. The artifact had been laid horizontally and covered, so its unveiling was met with a silence, awe, and level of respect one might expect at a viewing. Over the course of the next 9 months, our firm had the humbling job to create a memorial around this artifact that would honor the extraordinary heroism, commitment, and sacrifice of Maryland's 9/11 victims, first responders, and their families. All memorials are in some way about time, not only time past, but present and future time as well. Memorials are constructed in the public realm to remind us of a person or an event in the past, but they are not static in time. Rather, they should be a vehicle to help define and refine our unique narratives of that past into a cohesive whole. They should be imbued with a distilled, simple, and clear meaning, and be generous in their invitation to participate in the collective narrative. Memorials should be timeless and aspire to be a symbol of social cohesion around a common ideal. This was the context that framed our design for Maryland's 9/11 memorial in the plaza immediately north of the World Trade Center in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Memorials must be built for the ages with enduring materials, so we chose solid marble, a material that's been used for millennia for just that purpose. The 50 marble blocks that comprise the base of the memorial weigh over 4,000 pounds each and recall geologic time. They were cut from the same quarry in Vermont that supplied much of the marble for the Washington Monument in our nation's capital. The twisted, deformed steel artifact from New York is a powerful symbol of the explosive events of 9/11. But most of Maryland's victims perished at the Pentagon, so it was important to capture all of the morning's events. The artifact was positioned on the marble base, so, like the gnomon of a sundial, Baltimore's Pentagon-shaped World Trade Center casts its shadow that slowly moves over the memorial. It's an incredibly moving experience to gather in silence with our community every September 11th and watch as the shadows move across the engravings that mark the precise moments of the events of that morning. Memorials provide a powerful place for us all to come together for contemplation, reflection, and remembrance. For the Maryland families whose loved ones' names are engraved in marble, this place has, in a way, become a final resting place. And for the rest of us, it has become a place where we can stop for a moment and say, together, we remember.
Learn more at ziggersneed.com. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational opportunities in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WIPR, your NPR news station.